Pete, what do you see when you say look at their defense?
The defense is very physical. They play in a physical division. You know, the teams that they play, good running teams, physical defense, and Cincinnati matches that mold. I think their record is misleading. You know, I'm not sure what's going on with their offense, but their defense is playing solid. I think they're second in the NFL in sacks, which have come from four-man rushes. They have multiple blitzes. I've always had great respect for Mike Zimmer, their defensive coordinator. Played against him a bunch in some different places. And, it's a playoff team. Like I said, you know, whatever their record is, it's all we see is what we see on film. And in my opinion, their defense is good.
Speaking of, what do you think of, in that regard, Adkins?
He's a physical guy. He's a big guy. That'll be a challenge, you know, for the guys up front. Like I said, I think they have the option. They could rush four and, create pressure on the quarterback, or they probably have every blitz in the book. So, it kind of depends on whatever they want to do. So you got to be prepared for all of it. But he's a physical player up front. Pico, all those guys, it's a big physical group.
Going back to Cincinnati last time, Stokely had the great immaculate deflection catch. We've assumed that you had some influence on Stokely coming back here. Is that?
Well, obviously you have to talk to the higher ups. I mean, Brandon, came to work out with me during, kind of my free agency period, if you will, and but I was at Duke, and I told a few guys, Dallas Clark, Collie, Stokely, I said I can get you courtside tickets to Duke, North Carolina, but you got to come and throw for 3 days with me, because I really needed to do these workouts as I was getting ready to have to work out for teams, whoever it may be, the Colts or whoever, and I said, but you got to throw all 3 days, otherwise, no tickets. I can call somebody else in relief. And so Brandon had been working out a little bit, and he came down there, and we were working pretty good. We were throwing twice a day, and I think that's why Duke got beat in basketball, because Brandon used the Duke trainers to work on him so much. They didn't spend any time on the basketball team. But it's funny. I mean, I think he would tell you that. Coach Cutcliffe, who obviously had a big influence on me. I think he talked to Brandon just about how he saw me. He said, "Man, you look good. You look quick. You ought to give it a shot." And so, all I told Denver was that. Well, I showed him some film. I said, you ought to consider it. Bring him in and work him out at least. And they brought him in. They were impressed enough with the workout. So, you had to talk to John and them. So I think that workout did kind of give him some encouragement and give him some life. And he was running with some other NFL guys, and so I'm certainly glad he's here. He's been a big part of our team this year.
Was that a tough sell, getting him to
come down there
for the workouts?
No, easy sell. I mean, Duke, Carolina is a bucket list things for a lot of them, so they knew, but that was the deal. It was all 3 days. It wasn't half a day here, or I can't go Friday. It was, you had to throw Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for tickets to the Saturday night game, so it was good. It was good. It was kind of, Stokely and Collie and Clark, so I knew it potentially might be the end of being with those guys, and so it was a fun weekend.
Tickets up front or after the third workout?
Cutcliffe had them. I told him don't give them out until after Saturday. Absolutely.
Kipping,
absolutely.
Considering the layoff and now to see your name mentioned, if you have as a potential MVP candidate, is that more than you could have imagined at this stage?
Well, I mean, it was a lot of unknown before this season. I think there still is. This is a new team, and nobody knew how this team would form chemistry wise, and I didn't know what my situation would be. And like I said, I know I mentioned early on, I think I'm feeling my way out. We're finding our identity. I think we are still doing it. I think we have it in some places. We're still, seeing certain things, and Coach McCoy's figuring out certain things. So anytime you can make some strides, some progress, some wins, while you are, figuring out, who you are, that's a good thing. And so it's been two good wins in a row. We're looking for consistency. We're not looking for two good games and then a low, and this is a really good test going on the road. It's the last game of the second quarter. Fox breaks the season into quarters, and it'd be nice to finish this quarter 3-1. But the key is just to keep, you know, getting better, keep making progress, and hopefully we can do that. It's okay. It's okay. It's, you know, it's sore, but it's just more of an irritant more than anything.
Peyton, when you have a backup running back, it's dependable, like Hillman looks like he might be developing into. What's that do for the offense?
Well, obviously, you know, it spells Willis, which you know, is important. Willis has had a lot of carries in his life, and so it keeps him fresh. I mean, we want him to be fresh in all phases of the game. You know, it all starts with Willis, but you know, Ronnie's he's making strides. He has some things that he needs to improve on. He knows that, but experience is your best teacher. I think he understands how important of a role he's going to play in this offense, and how when he's in there, we expect to call the same plays and him to do the same things Willis does. But he's catching the ball well. He's breaking some big runs, and you know, I think the key for him is just to keep getting better as well, and I believe that he will.
A few more for Peyton, guys.
During Katrina, were your mom and dad in New Orleans? And I know during training camp, can you remember what went through your mind, and was it tough to concentrate on football with family and friends there?
Absolutely. Yeah, sure do. I remember, matter of fact, we played in Cincinnati in the preseason game. And so, yeah, everybody evacuated, and you know, Eli and I went down there, took some supplies down to the shelter. So I remember, you know, very, very well.
Is it difficult to concentrate on your job? And
absolutely. I mean, you know, I think all of us, you know, football players, I think, you try to have your priorities and figuring out what's really important. And, you know, we've had some terrible, you know, tragedies here in Colorado this off season and this season. So, you know, if football gives people a lift, that's a good thing. But certainly there's lots more important things than football games. We all know that.
Peyton, on Fridays, the PR staff delivers the media free pizza. Gonna impact that at all whatsoever?
Sure, I didn't know that, Smythe. I didn't know you gave anything away free. So, yeah, definitely. I'll do it.
The brand you're hoping for.
I was not? Okay, all right. We'll figure that out. I'm learning. It's good to know. Appreciate the knowledge.
Back to the storm stuff. About to ask. Have you talked to your brother and what they've got going on there?
I have. I've checked with Eli, and, you know, it's I mean, certainly from a football standpoint, I mean, their schedule's kind of been affected, but he's okay, his family's okay, and, it's a, you know, like all our prayers and thoughts are with all the, you know, people in the New York area, East Coast area, because, you know, being from New Orleans, knowing firsthand, you know, what hurricanes can do, it is not, you know, it's not a pleasant experience by any means. So, but, yeah, Eli and his family, they're okay.
We saw some pictures. Question. Maybe his apartment isn't okay. It's like knee-deep water.
I hadn't seen it yet. I know kind of the area he lives in got hit hard, you know. So, but I think most of, you know, he's okay for the most part.